Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation that has always been greatly obsessed with winning and losing. And Americans love to win. We love an underdog, but we love to win. That is one of the reasons that spirits are looking pretty grim in the White House, where this is actually the biggest lead for an opposition party that is attempting to take over the House of Representatives that has been measured in 40 years. It's a tremendous lead. We are talking about a lead that is beyond that Newt Gingrich huge landslide that was achieved in 1994, where the Republicans won 8 Senate seats. I don't think anyone thinks they can possibly win 8 Senate seats this time. But Republicans, I believe, won 12 Senate seats in the Reagan landslide of 1980, when, honest to goodness, and I was involved in the campaign, his first Republican campaign I had ever participated in. And I don't think anybody expected that Reagan would take over the Senate or the House. But he did take over the Senate. He knocked out some of the veteran Republican senators, like George McGovern, former presidential candidate. Frank Church in Idaho, who had been senator there since the earth cooled. Warren Magnuson here in the state of Washington. It was just one of those gigantic landslides. Could something like that happen again in 2020? Actually, 2024, it didn't happen in 2020 for either side. But 2024, well, yeah, the polling is indicating all of that. And by the way, there's another piece that just dropped that is worth mentioning. Pat Leahy, who I ended up mentioning just the other day because he's the Senate pro tem of the Senate, he has been in the U.S. Senate for longer than anyone else. He decided he's not running. And his seat is not considered to be in danger. It's a seat in Vermont. And it is very likely that his colleague, his other Democratic senator from Vermont, Bernie Sanders, I'm sorry, he's not a Democrat, he's technically an independent. In any event, he is expected to endorse Peter Welch, who is the only congressman from Vermont. However, they have elected Republican governors in Vermont recently. And is it possible that with things going as badly as they are for the Biden administration, that this opens up one more seat? There's already a good chance that the Republicans are running neck and neck, given a good candidate, with the Democrats for the Democratic seat for the Senate, one of the two Democratic seats, Maggie Hassan, in New Hampshire, right next door. So could there be a big race in New England, races in New England for control of the Senate? Remember, if Republicans manage to guard all of the seats, including the seats where Republicans are retiring, and there are a bunch of those. We were talking before about Josh Mandel and his campaign in Ohio. Rob Portman was a sure reelection bid, but he's not running. And then in Philadelphia, in the state of Pennsylvania, where you have Pat Toomey retiring, that is a seat that could be very tough. We don't know yet whether Ron Johnson in Wisconsin is going to be running. And the one thing that you want with a Senate race that is going to be determined, control of the Senate is going to be determined by one seat. If Republicans hold their own and gain one seat, or you can do the math, if they lose two seats but they gain three, they take control of the Senate. and that is entirely possible. Biden's approval rating? Well, that's behind it. Here is an ABC News report. Listen, this is clip four.
A new ABC News Washington Post poll shows the president's approval rating at a new low, just 41%, even losing support among Democrats and independents, with approval for his handling of the economy plummeting to 39%. Those numbers a warning shot for Democrats ahead of next year's midterms. More than half of voters saying if the elections were held today, they would back a Republican for Congress, the largest margin in decades.
According to the most recent polls in terms of whether people plan to vote for a Republican for the House or a Democrat, Republicans are, believe it or not, 10 points ahead. 10 points ahead. That's the biggest lead in 40 years. It's a very, very big deal. And then there's this, the idea about inflation and the recognition that inflation is a problem for people. As I mentioned, just watching some of the video, they still, by the way, are doing the summation for the defense. Very effective summation for the defense, just as it was, I think, a summation for the prosecution in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. But what's so fascinating is you look at the defense, that this was really not that long ago when you think about it. But the gas prices that you can see in the video that they were showing was $2.39, $2.49 a gallon. That sounds not like another year, a different year. It sounds like a different era. It sounds like a different world. And how do you try to reassure the American people that, wait a minute, sooner or later we're going to be out of this and things will be better and we won't have to worry about inflation? Well, the chief of staff, Ron Klain, actually tried to do some damage control. This is clip 11.
I think things are a lot better in this country than they were a year ago, with regard to COVID, with regard to the economy. But we have a lot of work left to do. And I think voters are in a show me, don't tell me mode. I don't think they really care as much about what I'm saying on TV or what you're saying on TV as much as they do about us putting results into their lives.
Okay, and you think that the Build Back Better bill, the budget-busting Build Back Better bill, is going to put those results into people's lives? Or what they're now trying to identify, what's fascinating to me is early in the Biden administration, there was a great desire to try to talk about spending as much money as possible. We're going to spend as much money as possible because it's going to make us popular. Things are going to go great. But now that all this money that we flushed into the system has led to inflation and all kinds of economic difficulties, they no longer are making the same idea that's putting the same priority on spending as much money as possible. Today, all over media, they're referring to this new infrastructure bill that is going to be signed. Though it's interesting, none of the Republicans, and there were 13 Republicans who voted for it, none of them are going to apparently be attending the signing ceremony with Joe Biden, or if they are planning to attend the signing ceremony, they've been invited. They helped pass the bill, those 13 Republicans, but many of them understand it might be controversial with their own base if they went. And Joe Biden admits that the stimulus. And actually, it's a bit of a confusing explanation, but we will get to that. President Biden admits that the stimulus actually contributed to higher prices. Oh, really? Couldn't see that coming, right? And then there's also an NBC reporter who says there's a dirty little secret about people complaining about higher prices for food and fuel. And there's also not a dirty secret, but an inspiring secret about Tom Brady's success. We'll get to all of that on the MedVed Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much, you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener's Square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jeremy, we really do have to catch up with this story. There is a headline that just appeared on WFLA, a TV station in Florida. Where else? Headline: toddler spots mistakes 6-foot alligator as a turtle in sewer outside a Florida restaurant. There's so much to unpack there. A toddler, presumably, that when you're talking a toddler, you're talking somebody below the age of four. So what happened? What is he doing? I say, in a sewer. Are they saying the toddler is in the sewer, or is it just the alligator that's in the sewer? We will bring you the full update, and I hope the happy outcome tomorrow. Right? We can find that. There's also a report from National Journal. It says the good news for Democrats is that the recently passed infrastructure bill and President Biden's Build Back Better agenda are popular with voters. The Build Back Better agenda, not so much. The Build Back Better agenda has support from 56% of voters. The infrastructure bill from 68% of voters. Because they just didn't think infrastructure, it's broadband, it's all kinds of good stuff. They don't realize how much of it is going to be wasted on high-speed rail and things of that nature that people will not use. How do we know they will not use? Because they never do. And again, you can look at the research and the analysis, and there are virtually no cities in the United States, none, where the construction of very expensive new rail systems, the closest one to being successful was MARTA in Atlanta. But even that, it doesn't cure traffic. And the fact that it doesn't cure traffic also means it has very limited impact on the environment, as it's supposed to be a big cure. I mean, there are things you can do to try to cut greenhouse gases or help the environment or even to help encourage fewer gas-burning cars on the streets. Fine. But high-speed rail isn't it. In any event, good news for Democrats is that the recently passed infrastructure bill and President Biden's budget-busting Build Back Better agenda are popular with voters, according to a recent Washington Post ABC News poll. The bad news for Democrats is the same poll found Joe Biden's approval ratings taking a nosedive among Democrats and independents. And Republicans are inching closer to overwhelming Democrats in 538's generic ballot polling average. And in fact, in some of the most recent polls, Republicans are not close to overtaking Democrats. They already have. And are running 10 full points ahead in terms of just a generic question, who would you prefer to vote for? And look, it says this is the challenge that Democrats must overcome in the next year, selling popular programs championed by a currently unpopular president. But as the interviews with top party strategists from National Journal's Midwestern Majority Makers series made clear, it's much easier to run against something than for something. So what do the Republicans have to run against? Well, they have to run against Joe Biden's recognition that he has contributed to fueling higher prices, which are highly unpopular.
And the irony is people have more money than people have now because of the first major piece of legislation I passed. You all got checks for $1,400. You got checks for a whole range of things. If you're a mom and you have kids under the age of 7, you get $300 a month. And if it's over 17, you're getting $360 a month. Like wealthy people used to do when they get back tax returns. It changed people's lives. But what happens if there's nothing to buy, you got more money, you compete for getting it there, it creates a real problem.
I think what he was trying to say is that if you have increasing demand, more money to spend and nothing to buy, are we really at the phase where we have nothing to buy? Look, I know it's true that it's tougher to wait for stuff that you want to get. And in any event, but is this sort of all easily dispensed with, as Joe Biden and some of his advisors and some of his sympathists would have you believe? Stephanie Ruhle at NBC says there is a dirty little secret that she wants to blow a secret about people who complain, as most Americans are doing right now, about paying higher prices for food and fuel and for their homes. So is this really a problem, or is it actually people who are complaining in the United States are really just fine? They don't really mean the complaints. Here's Stephanie Ruhlt, clip 14.
See, as you say, inflation's over 6%, numbers we haven't seen in more than 30 years. So how much higher can these prices go, and when do you see them coming down?
Well, listen, Willie, nobody knows exactly when they're going down, but you have to put all this in perspective. This inflation is not in isolation, and the government predicted it was going to be a challenging recovery, all tied to COVID. So it's why you see things like that expanded child tax credit. You've got the families of over 60 million kids on average getting $430 a month. For people on fixed incomes, older people on Social Security, they're getting those fixed payments adjusted next year up 5.9% for inflation. And the dirty little secret here, Willie, while nobody likes to pay more, on average, we have the money to do so. Household savings hit a record high over the pandemic. We didn't really have anywhere to go out and spend. And as we said a moment ago, we're expecting retail sales this holiday season to break records. For those who own their homes, the value of our homes are up. And while the stock market isn't the economy, you got over half of American households with some investment in the markets, and the markets have hit record highs.
A market down just a little bit today. Of course, what this sets up is one of those debates is for Republicans to say, hey, Stephanie Ruhl, guess what? You think the little guy is just fine? You don't live among little guys. The people who are hold a national post as a news broadcaster, as she does for NBC, you have a very different reality from normal people living in the Midwest or in the South or in the Northwest, for that matter, where these high prices are deeply notable and deeply problematic. There's also a contradictory statement from one of President Biden's most prominent cabinet members about inflation and what to do with it, and Tom Brady's secret coming up on the MedMed Show.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden signs a big infrastructure bill marking a huge legislative accomplishment. During an event at the White House, Arizona Democrat Senator Kyrsten Sinema says the bill will fund major upgrades while creating good new jobs.
Our plan will create millions of jobs and make our country stronger, safer, and more globally competitive without raising taxes on everyday Americans.
Closing arguments in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial continuing in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Defense attorney Mark Richards saying the prosecution's case has blown up and his client is innocent. Richards saying the people Rittenhouse shot and killed were the aggressors and his client only came to Kenosha, Wisconsin to help people and protect businesses. Rittenhouse is accused of killing two protesters and injuring another. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, I'm writing a new history piece right now, and it has a mystery for you about Thanksgiving. What is the most important way to understand the truth about the Thanksgiving story? I don't mean the way that it's told by people on the left. I don't even mean the way either that it's told in children's books from 100 years ago, because that Thanksgiving story is also not accurate. The real story is more interesting, it's more gritty, it's more heroic, it's more inspiring. And the key way of understanding it is two numbers. One of those numbers is 53, and the other number is 90. Unless you understand those numbers, you can't understand Thanksgiving. You want to find out how that works? If you were a MedHead member, a MedHead Plus member, you could find out everything by going to our special program. It's nearly 3 hours. It is a program about the true history of Thanksgiving, differences between Pilgrims and Puritans, first real meeting and first real words exchanged between Wampanoag Indian Braves and Pilgrim settlers. That's all there. It's really one of the greatest stories ever told, and you will enjoy it. You can get it free, along with all of our other history programs, downloaded anytime you want. If you join us by the end of the year at MedHead Plus membership, go to MichaelMedvedHistoryStore.com and take advantage. It's 11 cents a day. That's another number you can remember. And then remember, because we'll be speaking about as the holiday approaches, the importance of 90 and 53 for Thanksgiving and for American history. Check it out at MichaelMedved.com. Okay, there is so much going on in terms of trying to make some difference for the country and for American families who are increasingly struggling with higher prices. And it's true they are going up with Social Security expenditures, but that's also money we don't have. The whole idea that the money, that people are being stingy with money in government, and that somehow is the problem. The problem has been spreading too much money around without consequences. And here is the energy secretary, former governor of Michigan, Jennifer Granholm, who actually says that President Biden is taking care of everything, that this high gas prices, even though he's notorious for taking the train, he's the one. But she fails to mention a single thing the president has done or even really tried to do to lower those gas prices. Listen, this is clip five.
So gas prices in California, I have to look down at this, the number is so big I shouldn't even need my glasses. $4.67 for a gallon in California. That's more than it's ever been there. And you don't have to go to California for high gas prices. They're high around the country. What's the administration doing today to address that problem?
Yeah, I mean, John, the president is all over this. He really is very concerned about, you know, inflation, obviously, and the price of gasoline, because that's the most obvious manifestation of it. And as you know, no president controls the price of gas. Oil is sold on a global market. It is, as we see, as everybody's coming out of COVID, there is a huge increase in demand. The supply has not caught up. So the president is looking at the limited tools that he has. I have nothing to announce on this, but no, he is looking and evaluating all of his options, limited though they may be in the United States.
Isn't that a pathetic answer? And then listen to this contradiction. Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary, today, she was also asked about gas prices. Obviously, everybody's mind. And please notice the direct contradiction. The president's looking to do something. He knows we have to do something. He's all over this. He's looking at all the limited tools. Listen to the different tone from his own press secretary, clip three.
Look, our view is that the rise in gas prices over the long term makes an even stronger case for doubling down our investment and our focus on clean energy options so that we are not relying on the fluctuations and OPEC and their willingness to put more to supply and meet the demand in the market.
Okay, wait a minute. Is it a good thing then, or is it a bad thing that there's a rise in gas prices? And this, I think, is honestly what a lot of Americans suspect is after this big show, blah, 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 in Glasgow, blah, blah, blah. After that happened, even criticized by Greta Thunberg, I think there is a very strong feeling, and with justification on the part of many Americans, that part of what the whole Glasgow movement, part of what the entire Go Green, Green New Deal movement wants, is higher gas prices.
How dare you? How dare you?
Well, I think a lot of people who are paying that kind of, because if you're talking about a 20-gallon gas tank, a big gas tank, as bigger than a normal car, but there are cars with 20 gallons in a gas tank, and you're talking about $4.50 a gallon. You're talking more than $100 for a gallon of gas, for a tank of gas, pardon me.
Blah, blah, blah. Gallon.
Yeah, it's a very real problem. By the way, it's also worthwhile doing a flashback to Joe Biden himself. This is back in July of this year at a town hall speaking about his deep concern about long-term inflation. Listen, clip nine.
The vast majority of the experts, including Wall Street, are suggesting that it's highly unlikely that it's going to be long-term inflation that's going to get out of hand.
Blah, okay. Blah, blah.
Is it not out of hand? He said that in July. The inflation since July, it's now gone up to it's over 6%. And look, that has to have an impact on absolutely everything. And it is going to be, as Peter Coy we had on before from the New York Times, the defining element in the remainder of Biden's presidency. Beto O'Rourke made a dramatic announcement, which I guess blocks the way for Matthew McConaughey. He had this to say briefly. I guess he's getting ready for another Annie Leibovitz photo shoot for Vanity Fair. Listen to Beto. This is 7A.
I'm running for governor, and I want to tell you why. This past February, when the electricity grid failed, and millions of our fellow Texans were without power, which meant that the lights wouldn't turn on, the heat wouldn't run, and pretty soon their pipes froze and the water stopped flowing, they were abandoned by those who were elected to serve and look out for them. It's a symptom of a much larger problem that we have in Texas right now. Those in positions of public trust have stopped listening to, serving, and paying attention to, and trusting the people of Texas. And so they're not focused on the things that we really want them to do, like making sure that we have a functioning electricity grid, or that we're creating the best jobs in America right here in Texas.
Okay. He lost the race for Senate against Ted Cruz, who's having his own problems right now. But then his presidential race, now governor. What next? We will be right back on the MedVet Show.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833 654 pain. Okay, how crucial are faith and freedom really to America? Ronald Reagan called faith and freedom the twin beacons that brighten the American sky. What did Reagan mean? Well, you can find out at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which has just launched a new course on the legacy of Ronald Reagan. This is very important because the course is posted online at the Institute's website, faithandfreedom.com. The course is led by Reagan biographer and expert Dr. Paul Kangor, frequent guest on my show. And the course includes Professor Kangor's one-on-one interviews with the likes of Bill Bennett, Ed Meese, Peter Robinson, Michael Reagan, and more. It's a remarkable offer that you will truly not find anywhere else, and it's free. Yeah, it's actually free. While you're there at faithandfreedom.com, also check out the many articles and lectures on topics from freedom of conscience to critical race theory, from Madison and Lincoln to Churchill and Reagan. You can find all of this and much more on the website at the Institute for Faith and Freedom, faithandfreedom.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
And on the Michael Medved show, we were talking about Beto O'Rourke. And I honestly, he ran a good race against Ted Cruz in a very Republican state. He lost by 2 points. It wasn't a heartbreakingly close election if you're a Democrat, but it was close. But obviously his work as a candidate for president of the United States went absolutely nowhere. And when you listen to his announcement speech for governor of Texas, where generally Governor Abbott is reasonably popular. He has slipped in his popularity. Obviously, he has lots of all kinds of controversial issues in which he's involved, including the heartbeat bill, that new abortion bill in Texas, the new voting bill, and other things, but it still should be an overwhelmingly Texas Republican state. And where Beto says this about Republican policies, he clearly doesn't want to make this campaign about the Biden administration, the Biden record, or about issues or ideas. Listen to more from Beto O'Rourke's announcement tape. This
instead,
is seven.
They're focusing on the kind of extremist policies around abortion or permitless carry or even in our schools that really only divide us and keep us apart and stop us from working together on the truly big things that we want to achieve for one another. It's a really small vision for such a big state. But it doesn't have to be that way. And I know that together we can get back to being big again.
Is that going to be a slogan, get back to being big again? I think Texans think they're pretty big as it is. What's fascinating to me about this is that to some extent, Beto O'Rourke is a flashback because we've had a series of presidential candidates, and frankly, the only ones who relied upon charisma or energy or youth or some kind of breakthrough, some kind of magic, have been profoundly unsuccessful. Remember John Edwards? That didn't go so well. We've had a whole series of candidates who have not based their success on personal magnetism, or because you could say going back to Obama, but certainly in terms of Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump or Joe Biden versus Donald Trump or the most of the other GOP candidates who are running, the only candidate around this last time who was a very, very determined to run as a charismatic machine was a Beto O'Rourke, you could say Pete Buttigieg. And to say
that he is going to help Texas be big again. I think that this is going to be very tough with issues of inflation and crime. And yes, about our schools. And he mentioned schools and the idea of trying to do schools that do anti-American propaganda. I don't think that will be popular. I'll tell you something that is popular is winning at football. And, okay, I know it's ironic because Tom Brady and his Buccaneers lost to the, what do they call it? It's the Washington football team. You can't say the name. It's not like the Cleveland Guardians. It's the Washington football team. Anyway, they lost over the weekend. They still have a 6-3 record, and they're looking pretty impressive. Sally Jenkins wrote a piece in the Washington Post. It's really wonderful. And it's called Beneath the Mystery of Tom Brady's Greatness is a Modest Secret. What's the secret? Self-disciplined. And she says, at 44, with most of his peers retired, limping or clutching at the discs in their backs, Brady is on a blitzing path, pace to throw for more than 5,000 yards and 50 touchdowns this season as he and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers approach Sunday's game with the Washington football team. This is a feat worthy of gaping incredulity, and it raises the question of what makes Brady's clock tick. It would be so convenient to think Brady came preloaded with some unattainable, far-fetched genetic gift not relevant to you. The simple truth may be more banal and exposing than that. His longevity may just be the product of better habits than yours and mine. The behavioral science term for the inability to reject immediate gratification in favor of a bigger gain is delayed reward discounting. People who delay discount tend to perceive something as less valuable the longer they have to wait for it and work for it. Whereas others are stronger at setting and attaining more distant horizon goals. This is one of the most relevant predictors of long-term success, according to Michael Sofas, who's a senior scientist with Health Services consultant firm Advocates for Human Potential. And it's undoubtedly a contributor to Brady's sheer longevity. He was in his 30s when he started training for his 40s, quitting sugar and white flour, among other things. And he works in May for what might happen in February. Consider this story about him. In the spring of 2020, in the midst of the coronavirus outbreak, Brady participated in the Match 2, the made-for-TV golf exhibition with Phil Mickelson and Tiger Woods in Florida. It was hot and raining. Nevertheless, a couple of hours before tee-off, Charles Barkley saw Brady in the parking lot of the golf club. He was running sprints. "What the hell are you doing?" Barkley said. "I'm trying to win a Super Bowl," Brady explained. Look, this is an example not just for winning, but maybe an example for satisfaction. Arthur Brooks makes this point. We get more satisfaction out of stuff that we work very hard for than stuff that just comes to us effortlessly. And the idea that Tom Brady works hard, hope he enjoys continued success. Somebody else who has worked hard at a job as a character actor for years and years, and he's a great character actor. You know him from a lot of the Coen Brothers movies. It's a guy named Tim Blake Nelson, who's a native of Tulsa, Oklahoma. And he has a new cowboy movie, a western, that is extraordinary. I really mean it. It's called Old Henry. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
A gritty homesteader harbors dark secrets on the Oklahoma frontier and then rescues a wounded stranger who gets him involved with a gang of sadistic bank robbers in the extraordinary new western, Old Henry. Now playing in theaters and available for rent on video on demand.
I think I'm going to harm what you got yourself into.
Funny, I was about to tell you the same thing.
There might be more to Old Henry than meets the eye.
Powered
by an extraordinary performance from veteran character actor Tim Blake Nelson. Old Henry is lyrical, brutal, surprising, and spellbinding from beginning to end. The violence is so vivid and graphic in this R-rated picture that many audience members may be tempted to look away. But they shouldn't, because they might miss one of the most gobsmacking twists in any film this year. The relationship between Old Henry and his rebellious son, played by Gavin Lewis, provides unexpected depth for this elegant and eloquent Western. 3.5 stars for Old Henry, almost certainly one of the year's best.
This review brought to you by the Thank Heaven Foundation.
And coming up tomorrow on Michael Medved's show, what about one of the all-time best, not just year's best? Well, certainly in terms of columnists, a goat of a columnist, that's the greatest of all time. George will join us about what the heck is wrong with the city of San Francisco. It's supposed to be so prosperous, so enlightened. How are they making a one-time magical city into into something very different? Very different. We'll talk with George Will about that. We'll also talk about teachers who are facing burnout and what they propose to do about it, about homeless activists who are have a new slogan to march to. The slogan is, "Don't be a louse, give us a house." And good slogan, right? And then there's an initiative before the new governor comes in to rename roads in Northern Virginia. Everybody knows one of the big roads there is the Lee Jackson Memorial Highway. What if they just say it's over a different Lee and a different Jackson? Wouldn't that work better? We will talk about that dispute and much more the next time in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.